Please do be seated. How lonely sits the city that was once full of people. How like a widow she has become, she that was great among the nations. She that was a princess among the provinces has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. A cheerful opening to the Book of Lamentations. We've had a few times in the past few weeks when our preachers have very carefully expressed that they're skipping over the Hebrew scripture for the week, usually from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, because they were somewhat miserable. And I get that. And the sermons that followed them were deliberately, followed those deliberately light-hearted comments, were actually very substantial, well worth listening to, and did not shy away from the hard realities of our world, despite the flippant remark at the beginning. But I want to skip over our New Testament today and to consider our words from the Book of Lamentations, returning to a theme I brought up a few years ago, and something I have reflected on again and again, and it seems I prepared this in the middle of the week, but it seems so appropriate for us as a community at this time. We need to lament. As a church, as a society, as a world. Way back in 2015, and I do keep records to make sure I don't repeat myself too much, I talked about the lost language of lament. And way back in 2014, I talked about how the evolution of black music in the United States, because I'd just been to somewhere that got me really excited about this, progressed from the pain of blues music through to the joy of gospel music. And this was all based on a talk that I'd heard in Minneapolis called "You've Got to Get Through the Blues to Sing the Gospel." Lament is a lost art in our faith. We tend to skip straight as best we can to the joy and celebration of Easter without passing through the great triduum, the betrayal and pain of Maundy Thursday, the darkness and suffering of Good Friday, the desolation and emptiness of Holy Saturday. These rituals in our church year exist for a reason, because as our Christian talk story tells us, God knows suffering, not just in a detached, out there, omnipotent kind of way, not in a distant way, but from the inside. As one exactly as we are, God knows despair. God knows pain. God has lived and lives with that knowledge as God accompanies us through our lives. But in our Western, neoliberal, consumerist world, we've continued to push pain away or to try and deal with it by ignoring it or trying to fix it like a broken piece of equipment. We don't shun those who are suffering, at least not deliberately, but we might find ourselves gently edging away from people who are in pain, perhaps afraid of getting caught up in that storm. But people, our society, our world is hurting. And we seem to have lost the way to engage with that, lost the way not to try and fix pain, but to sit with one another, or as the terminology goes, hold space for one another in our pain. We have lost the vocabulary and the skill of lament. And there is much we could lament, personally, as a community in this world, much about which we should hold grief, about which we should be able to express our deep feelings of pain and sorrow, not just about our own individual lives and experience, but about the brokenness we see around us. More skilled poets than I could write laments about how the economic systems we have create a necessary underclass who find themselves on the streets or struggling with mental health or addiction. We could write lament about our loss of community and the brokenness of the web of interconnectedness. Where is the deep lament we need for the destruction of creation and our lack of will to make a real difference to the way in which we use and abuse this beautiful earth, which is our home. Whilst reading a book this week called Unsettling the Word, Biblical Experiments in Decolonization, I found a beautiful chapter by Benjamin Hertwig and Celine Chang called Lament on Coast Salish Land, written in Vancouver. And that was what started my thinking about this important form of prayer. The full text of the lament is interspersed with commentary and history and background, but the lament is worth reading for itself. So here it is. O unending creator, center of the circle, in whom all things live, move, and have their being, how long will the unjust flourish? The pipelines snake over sacred water. How long before missing women find home and children return to the arms of kin? Before the downtown east side flows with bannock and blessing? How long, O Lord? God of hosts, are you not creator of all that is good? Do you not dwell here too on Coast Salish land, where we so often acknowledge the land with words alone, yet meet indigenous death with silence? Where families are born on the front line, births bruised by colonial blow, where we say unceded but not occupied, for that would make us the occupiers. How do we partake in our portion of rage? Does your subaltern spirit hover now over holy waters, waves restless with plastic, teeming with creation's hungry ghosts? Hoarse-throated and aching, our voices join the land defenders. Children of diaspora, we join the march with unbound feet. Follow the drumbeats and pillar of fire. Prepare food and songs for the exodus of empire. O God, have you forsaken us? Across your planet, flood waters rise. We tremble instead of heeding your voice. Watch your children cry out without changing our ways. When will the scales fall from our eyes? When, Creator, will we see the world restored? How deep our thorn, our curse, our cut? How long, O Lord? Lament is a deep expression of pain, an acknowledgement of real suffering. But it is not a call to wallow in grief or find ourselves stuck in suffering. So many of us continue to carry with us things from times past, sometimes of many years gone, that we somehow can't let go of. And instead of lament, we move into complaint. This is the opposite of the purpose of lament. The purpose of lament is to let go, to offer our true feelings unvarnished to God, and to open ourselves to working with God and with others to move beyond being stuck in our place of pain. Lament is part of transformation, acknowledging the reality of brokenness in order to allow ourselves to be healed. Those who have been through the 12-step program will say that it was only when they acknowledged their desperation, their absolute need, when they hit what is referred to as rock bottom, that they were able to address their healing and move on. Lament enables us to have empathy with one another and care for one another, to sit together in our pain, but not remain there. It allows us to share with the disciples in today's gospel reading the cry, increase our faith. When we are honest about the brokenness of our world and allow ourselves to feel that pain rather than complain, we are compelled to do something. When I last preached on lament, I ended with a quote from an article by the National Association of Pastoral Musicians, which talked of the need to include lament in our worshiping, to inspire us to change and be transformed. I'd go further and I'd say that lament is needed as a personal and community thing, not just in our worship, but in order that we may move on together. But I am going to finish with the same quote that I used 5 years ago. For lament like the liturgy, calls us to action. The gospel tells us there is a way things ought to be and that disorder needs to be corrected. We require that things be other than the horrors that human beings seem to manage on a regular basis, because we have a dream and a promise and a different way of being human. We not only look forward to a future that we call the reign of God, we believe that that future is among us now, and that we are caught up in it and called to do what we can to make it real. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and because we are incorporated into Christ through the sacrament, we have a sense of what God's future is like, and a call to help others experience what the reign of God is like now. Thanks be to God.